Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we look at the readings for Sunday, and this is the Ascension of the Lord. When Jesus left us and was drawn up into heaven, there's an interesting comment here in something that I was reading. In the Ascension, we find the completion of Christ's earthly mission. Our redemption is accomplished. In his passion, Jesus lovingly bears the weight of the whole world's sin. In his crucifixion, he is raised up that he might defeat death. In his resurrection, he unveils the life to come. And today, he, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, is raised up in glory, opening our path into the heavenly sanctuary. Thus, the Ascension, as St. John Paul II said, indicates the goal to which personal and universal history is hastening, heavenly glory. And I know we're going through such difficult times right now, but keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Call on him. We are indeed bound for heaven, and the Ascension reminds us that our gaze is to be fixed on Christ in glory, even as we labor tirelessly for him in this present age. You know, you think, oh, well, the world's not going to come when I'm living, it'll come centuries from now. Maybe. What about if it were tomorrow? What would you do differently in your life to prepare you to meet the face of Jesus, your Savior? What would you do? Please, brothers and sisters, as we celebrate the Ascension of the Lord, as he goes before us into heaven, what is it that I need to do? We don't need to take on huge activities or anything, but what is it in me that I'm prone to doing or speaking about that would not be good in God's sight? I don't want you to be ashamed. I want you to point out, what is it? When I get in conversation with this person or that person, there's either fights or arguments or whatever. Please, brothers and sisters, ask the Lord, help me to be your disciple. Help me to want to follow you so that I may follow you into heaven. The entrance, the antiphon says, Men of Galilee, why gaze in wonder at the heavens? This Jesus whom you saw ascending into heaven will return as you saw him go. Alleluia. Listen to that again. This Jesus whom you saw ascending into heaven will return as you saw him go. Alleluia. Brothers and sisters, let us make ready for the light that will last for all eternity. This is just the beginning. God wants you to know his joy, his peace. Please repent where you need to. Please work on one thing at a time. But work on an area where you know you're not doing what would please God. Just ask him to help you every day. Turn your heart more and more toward him, because we really do not know the day or the hour. The prayer opening mass for today says this: Gladden us with holy joys, Almighty God. Make us rejoice with devout thanksgiving, for the Ascension of Christ your Son is our exaltation. And where the head has gone before in glory, the body is called to follow in hope. Through our Lord Jesus Christ your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Make us rejoice with devout thanksgiving for the Ascension of Christ your Son. Please, let's open our hearts, brothers and sisters. Let's open our hearts to give him praise and glory. Now we look at the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1 and verses 1 to 11. I just have all ones across my page. Acts of Apostles, chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He answered them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. Can you imagine what that must have been like for them? I can't. I'll bet some people fainted. I'll bet some people ran away. But I'll bet there are a number who kept watching and looking. Psalm 47 says to us, God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. All you peoples, clap your hands. Shout to God with cries of gladness. For the Lord, the Most High, the Awesome, is the great King over all the earth. God mounts his throne amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid trumpet blasts. Sing praise to God, sing praise. Sing praise to our King, sing praise. For King of all the earth is God, sing hymns of praise. God reigns over the nations. God sits upon his holy throne. Pray that psalm today a couple of times. Just go back over it and pray. Give God the praise that is his due. And we read now from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 1 to 13. Brothers and sisters, I, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace, one body and one Spirit, as you were also called to the one hope of your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all. But grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it says, he ascended on high and took prisoners captive. He gave gifts to men. What does he ascended mean except that he also descended into the lower regions of the earth? The one who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some of us as apostles, others as prophets, others as evangelists, others as pastors and teachers, to equip the holy ones for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of faith and knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the extent of the full stature of Christ. This is St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, please take heed. The Lord is asking you. He's asking you to draw close to Him. He urges us. It doesn't just say it would be nice. He urges us to live in a manner worthy of the call we have received. Been called to be a Christian. Been called to be Catholic. He's called us. Please, brothers and sisters, nothing is outside the design of God. Everything is in God's hand. Let us follow Him. Please, let us follow Him. The verse here before the gospel says, Alleluia, Alleluia. Go and teach all nations, says the Lord. I am with you always until the end of the world. Alleluia, Alleluia. And then we have the gospel according to Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 20. Jesus says to his disciples, go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe in my name. They will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. Brothers and sisters, are we preaching the word? Are we sharing the goodness of God and the teachings of God with others? Are we? Oh, I've got too much to do. If you have too much to do, then you do have too much to do. Let there be a niche, if you can. A half hour would be great. If you can, start out with 15 minutes. Read the readings for the day in the scripture. Ask God what they mean. Ask your pastor. Learn. Then ask yourself, am I doing? Am I believing what God has given me? Has he given me the gift of faith? Do I know what a great gift it is? Do I know how powerful it is? Am I following in his pathway? Brothers and sisters, it's not, oh, just try it for a little while. It's not that. It's a life changer, and God wants to give you the grace for it. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.